This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
I don't know if it's just me, but I'm noticing as I get older, I seem to be needing to go to the loo more frequently, which is fine when you're at home, but what if you're out or if you're traveling in the car? And what if you've got food intolerances or some other condition such as IBS? What do you do when you have the urge to go? Well, in some good news, the great Dunny Hunt has begun. And Stephen Brook is the deputy editor of the Sunday Age and wrote about this earlier in the week. Stephen, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you, Warren.
Stephen, I must say I was relieved when I read your piece in The Age. What is the Great Dunny Hunt all about?
So this is a scheme that is designed to help us find a public toilet quickly when we need to. There is a website that's run by the government called the National Public Toilet Map, which lists the location of 21,000 toilet facilities nationwide. So the idea is that you can go onto this website, you can download it onto your phone as an app, and if you're caught short, unlike your point about getting older, because I definitely feel that same way as well, you can quickly go on, it says, where are you? And then it says, look, there are these public toilets here. So we're quite well served in the number of public toilets and their location in Australia, particularly in the cities, and if anyone's traveled around Europe, you'll know that the facilities that we get access to are pretty good, but finding them can be a challenge. So even though there are a large number of toilets that are listed on this app, often the problem is that we don't know what condition there is. There isn't a photograph of them or basic information about them. So this is what the Great Dunny Hunt is designed to do. It's trying to get people to help load the type of information that's going to be really useful, like, what does this toilet look like? I'm in the area, but I can't find it. Oh, here's a picture of it. Is it going to be suitable if I need to use a wheelchair or I'm disabled in some way or I'm just elderly? Are there any steps nearby? What's the gender status, increasingly important now, of this toilet? Is it going to cater for me if I'm non-binary? It's that sort of information that the Great Dunny Hunt is trying to elicit from people.
Do we know how many people use the website for the National Public Toilet Map? Is it a popular website?
Well, I was surprised to learn this, that it's said to be one of the government's most popular websites. So I guess if you're caught short or you need a bit of relief, as you were putting it earlier, you Googled public toilets and this website and this app comes up. So I don't have the figures, but it's important that we realise that there's 5 million Australians out there who can be suffering some kind of incontinence, and that could be because they're elderly, that could be because they've had an operation, they've been treated for some kind of condition like cancer, or young people can be incontinent. We all know about problems with bedwetting, etc. If you've had a urinary infection, that can affect that. If you have been pregnant or you've in fact given birth, there's a whole range of conditions, heart conditions, MS, Parkinson's disease, etc., etc. Even young people, otherwise healthy, can suffer from what's called an overactive bladder, which means that if they need to go to the toilet, they need to go really quickly. And in fact, when we were down by the Yarra River looking at sort of public toilets, trying to get a shot, which was quite scenic. And we were there waiting for a photographer. This was late last week, and we would not have been there for more than, I'd say, 5 to 7 minutes. But already in that space of time, 3 different groups of people turned up wanting to use the toilet. One of them was just a father who stopped in his car on the road there between the Yarra River and the Botanic Gardens, and now popped this kid who raced in the toilet. So there's a real need, I think, for this service.
We've been asking the Joy Drive family this afternoon what their favourite public toilet is, and the Sofitel one is coming up the most, you know, with the view overlooking the Yarra River, etc. But I miss those nostalgic underground toilets that we used to have in the city. I know there's a few left, but I always thought they were good. And I was someone here, Danny, said, I love them because I feel like I'm going back in time, you know, to a different era when I use them.
Yeah, they were pretty classy, weren't they? Sadly, most of them seem boarded up. I think there's one just near Southern Cross Station outside the Savoy Hotel that was in Little Collins Street, but that is now sadly boarded up. Maybe they didn't move with the times. I know when during lockdown, I used to be able to get down to the foreshore of Port Phillip and St Kilda, the local council there, a number of very space-age-looking dummies that were like the silver spaceships that had landed, and you actually had to hit an electronic button and then the door would slide past open, and you're never quite sure what you were going to find on the other side there.
Or if the door was
going to be in. Or exactly. You just, can I trust this thing to stay locked when it says it's locked? I'm not sure.
Now, we're chatting with Stephen Brook, Deputy Editor of the Sunday Age, about the great Dunny Hunt. Now, Stephen, the hunt is also looking for the top toilets. Do you know if there were any front runners so far?
No, it's in its early days. There's quite a little while to go. You can nominate what you think is the top dummies. It's a nationwide sort of hunt, so it would be very interesting to see what the top three come up as, whether it's in a scenic location. There's all sorts of, quite classy designs, a bit of an Art Deco thing happening for a few toilets down in Treasury Gardens. I don't know if you know the ones I mean. That is all yet to be decided.
Fantastic. We'll look forward to the results, Stephen. Thanks for chatting with us on Joy Drive. We appreciate it.
All the best. Take care.
Thank you. That is Stephen Brook, the Deputy Editor of the Sunday Age, talking about the Great Dunny Hunt. And if you want to participate in the Great Dunny Hunt, you can download the app or you can head to toiletmap.gov.au. There's also a chance to win one of three $500 FPOS vouchers in the Great Dunny Hunt.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Joy Drive with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.